Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast. Yo, let's get going out there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the world. Welcome on in back again, once again, to the Sports Buffoon Studios here out of Lenexa, Kansas. Coming to you a little late at night tonight. That means you get a little R-rated every once in a while with us on this show, I would say. But guys, great to be back, of course, once again, to talk some more sports with you guys. JG's got a lot of money on the counter right now. I'm not sure what that's all about. And if you're not familiar, which I'm sure you are, but Tanner Dawson's to my right. I'm Mike Settle running over here. And JG, you got an interesting arsenal of things going on in your area of the table. So you got a few, maybe $100 here. You got a buzz ball. You also have, is this an apple cider drink or what is that?
I tell you what, guys, I like to set records on the show. Okay. This is what I'm all about. I want to be the best in the history of mankind. And so the Sports Buffoons, the last time I checked, we're starting at 9:36 p.m. That's probably the latest that we've ever started the show.
It's not.
And if it's not, you know, it's not. Like, I'm pretty sure you're a lying sack of shit, Tanner.
No, I'm not.
I am proud of you guys for being here with me for all of these years. You guys are amazing. You're a big part of my life. And we're going to set a record tonight. This is the latest start in the history of the Sports Buffoons. Mike's over here. He's got the Mai Tai. Tanner's got the rough tail piece of shit. I've got probably it's a spiced rum. I've got a spiced rum. And then I've got a buzz balls over here. And somewhere, I think I jammed a water up my ass. But, you know, we're going to talk about the NBA. We got a bunch of money sitting over here. I don't know what that's about. I think that's probably bribery, but we're going to have some easy money bets a little bit later on the show. So stay tuned for the easy money bets, because right now it's all about the NBA. We got to talk about the NBA and what's going to happen in the NBA finals.
We have a lot to talk about. Obviously there's a lot of stuff to come out today. Of course. I do want to say, Tanner, I know obviously JG already alluded to what you're sipping on. You got Rough Tail, which is from Oklahoma City.
Correct. We went
to Rough Tail, as a matter of fact. So
yes.
My only question is, why is your can halfway caved in on the lips? I don't understand what was going on before I got here.
But so I tried to shut my trunk with a can in my hand. It didn't work out, obviously, as it's banged up. And then I dropped about two more times going to the show. But I wanted to allude that Jason just said it was the last show. Are the Sports Buffoons being unsponsored?
Well, he said that, I think, on the pre-show, right?
Correct. Well, he just said that.
He said it again?
I don't know if you were aware of that.
I missed some of the
illegit.
I missed some of the things.
Illegit was like, you introduced us and JG talked, and that was when he talked about the
pre-show. See, now I'm getting the pre-show and the current show mixed up all of a sudden. So,
all right. Well,
so
Mike's
tell
out
us the
guys.
Real. So tell us the real news, Tanner.
All right. So. Just, I want to give it clarity to the people here. So we will be sponsored. Yes, it is a sponsor segment coming up in play. Come starting June 1st. So that will be our In the Hoop show on that weekend, next weekend. So, or I guess a week from Saturday. So super excited for that going into play. Also, in case you guys didn't hear it, there's no more Buffoon and Botkins. That last show was this 2 days ago.
So Tanner, did you scare him off after the draft?
No. See, here's the thing though, is like, it was really cool. Like Nick and I have progressed so much is there need to be something else happening. And we will develop so many relationships as well. There need to be something else happening. So
okay. We
have started the Let's Talk Sports show, the official show of Let's Talk Sports Network. Nick Botkins is the host. Myself and Dan is producing the guests as well. You got Scott Cove, Johnny Cruz, and Mr. First Down as your fanatics going into play. So I'm super excited for that show. It starts June 5th. So no more Buffoon and Botkins, but we're still there. Same still guest on Monday nights of Jim Behringer and Jonathan Grishman. Super excited for it. It's a huge thing for the network, huge thing for the Sports Buffoons as well. As we got another connection with it as well. So we got a whole new network that we're going to partner with. Good things for us on the sports food side of things. Good things for you guys as we develop guest relationships as well. So look, it's nothing but good news around here. Dan Harris is doing his thing. Dan Harris is rocking it. Dan, please get better. We hope for your betterness. So, but yes, that is the announcements I have to take at this point right now.
Very nice. Very nice. Looking forward to seeing how that unfolds. I mean, how the differentiation is between Buffoon and Botkins and what you're going to be doing now going forward. It sounds like the more the merrier. It sounds like it's going to be more involved with broader groups, I would say.
Yeah, it's going to be better in depth, better guests coming to play. We'll have JG, we'll have Mike on, of course, throughout the shows. It'll be three nights a week is the goal here for the Let's Talk Sports show. So lots of good things coming into play, lots of good things happening. Hopefully a lot to build upon between us three here, as well as the Let's Talk Sports Network that we are going to be a part of. So nothing but good things are along the horizons is the goal.
Cool. Well, not to piss off JG or anything, but let's talk NFL for a second. So let's go. So we have some new rule that was obviously announced today, and that was the new addition of the kickoff rule. Basically, now at this point, if any NFL game, if the ball is kicked off within anywhere inside the 25-yard line, it is now can be considered a fair catch, which is put at a 25-yard line at that point. So if you kick the ball off to the 1-yard line, which used to be something that a lot of teams would do as a way of kicking the ball high in the air to be able to allow your men to get down the field to make a tackle, at this point, that is now eliminated from the game. No longer will that be happening because the NFL chose to go the route of some other leagues. And I think it's kind of frustrating to watch unfold because special teams, as time goes on, especially in the kicking game, is becoming just kind of diminished. And I think, you know, obviously the punt game and everything that comes with that is still very much important to the sport. But I think the kickoff in general might as well be dead. And Bill, and, you know, Andy Reid had some thoughts about it too. But Bill Belichick's even talked about it. Bill Belichick even said at one point a couple of years ago, you might as well just start him at the 25.
So I do got some audio from Pat McAfee with the Andy Reid statement into play. If you're okay, guys, I'll go ahead and play that. You good?
Yeah.
Andy Reid, I guess, has spoken about the new kickoff fair catch rule. Andy Reid certainly had some thoughts on the new kickoff. My thing is, where does it stop, right? If we start taking pieces and we'll see how this goes, but you don't want to take too many pieces away or you'll be playing flag football. Andy Reid is a man whose brain is one of the greatest football brains of all time, alongside many others that have the exact same thought. And this was kind of – now, my big takeaway as soon as I heard about it was, that's Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
That's Bush League bullshit. But then you immediately go to, well, what's next? Like, right. If they're willing to do this, is the punt just going to be snap, punt, fair catch? That's where the ball is. And then once it becomes that, it's very easy to eliminate. Be like, this is terrible.
We're not doing it.
The kickoff is terrible. Like, this is so boring. It's not even a competitive play. It's like, you're the ones that made the rules to make it not that way. I think that's how we all feel.
Yeah. And we want the game to stay the same. Then they talking about switching the rules like we was talking about the other day to the UXL.
XFL.
XFL. Like, I can't even pronounce it. Better yet, change the fucking rules to the game. Jesus Christ, man. We need the game to stay the same. Returners, we don't need to take the returners out the game.
No, it's a part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's a massive part of the game. I got a message from, and I'm just now opening and seeing it, but I did see the first line of it, and I apologize for not going. I never venture into my messages, especially now.
No
point.
These last couple of weeks have been a little bit loud, so I do not go in there often because I don't want to know. Like, whatever I'm being asked to do, I don't even want to know that I was potentially thought of for that because I don't want to feel bad about something.
Well, Tanner, the first thing I want to point out about this whole situation is that the NFL already made an adjustment to the kickoff rule not that long ago.
Two years ago, it
was moved from the 30-yard line to the 35-yard line.
Correct.
On kickoffs. Obviously, and the whole reasoning at that point was player safety. Correct. You know, that's what they want to use for everything and every, you know, aspect of the game of why they change things is player safety. Well, you know, what happened was there was a lot more touchbacks, obviously. The return game was already being to where it was pushed away, and we saw the fewest return touchdowns in league history.
Yes.
You know, partially because of this rule being put into place. And at this point, now the kickoff return is no longer really necessary. And it eliminates players in a lot of ways from making an impact on a team. I mean, think about the guys in the past and Devin Hester's of the world. who are well known as the best kickoff returners in the history of the league. Or Cordell Patterson, when he first started off, obviously, and it's another example of a guy who made his name on kickoff returns. He's technically, statistically, the best of all time on a yards per return basis. Well, now, any return that goes on, as long as that ball is kicked past the 25-yard line, which is literally all of them, can be fair caught, and the ball is then put at the 25-yard line regardless. Now,
I thought what's interesting here is that all these special teams, majority voted against it. It was fully against it. These special team coaches did not want any.
Here's the thing. It makes their job lesser of. I mean, I would vote against it, of course, too. Personally, just as a fan of the sport. But the thing is that the guys of the world up there who are special teams coaches, you know, they see this as just another thing to take away what they do in their specialty, what they're coaching for. I mean, now the kickoff is just not necessary.
It's not. You might as well just go ahead and just put it at the 25 and call it good.
Every game will start off with a whistle, kick, and throw to the 25.
Like, that's it. What do you do as a kicker? What's your statement as a kicker of being able to combat this thing? Is there even a statement?
I'm curious to see if some team comes up with an idea to work around this rule. I'm curious about if squib kicks are more popular. I'm curious to see you know, how often you just have your guy just kick it out of the back of the end zone. But for the most part, I mean, I could see squib kicks being more popular, or literally aiming for a specific player at the lineup and trying to beam his ass right in the face to get a ball to bounce back towards you.
That's fair.
That might happen more often, but still very unlikely throughout most
games. JG, what's your thoughts on this whole thing?
I mean, I think if the rule change is bullshit, I mean, you know, it's just going to be boring, man. Like, we always think of the NFL as having three facets,
correct?
Right? You talk about offense, defense, special teams. Well, now you're in a certain point, you're taking a little bit of the special teams out of the equation here. I think it's robbing from the history of the NFL. And I fucking hate it, man. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I fucking hate it because you don't want to take away from that third facet of the game. Special teams have made their imprint on the league for decades. Mm-hmm. And so if you take that away, if you try to change something in special teams, that alters the history of the NFL. And I think it's complete bullshit. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I totally 100% disagree with it. And I think they just need to, you know, try to pump the brakes a little bit on all the changes that they're trying to make in the NFL.
Think about Super Bowl with the Bears and the Colts, and Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown in that game, and that'll never happen again in the history of Super Bowls going forward. It just will not happen. And I think it's one of those things that we need to get to a point where we're comfortable with the reality that this is an aggressive sport, and that if you want to use player safety as an excuse, which is also that if you guys have read the entire new definition of what this rule entails, it says on there, exact reasoning, semicolon, player safety. That's it. That's all it says. Player safety. Two words. That's it for this. And that's what they use for everything.
And that's complete bullshit, because you could justify player safety for every single facet of the game. In fact, if you're so concerned about player safety, then you should never hold the game. You should never have a game.
Never kick off.
In fact, all NFL games should be banned. We should never have a football game ever. Well, because someone might have a
boo-boo. I mean, you never know.
So it's complete bullshit. You're diminishing the careers. And that's my biggest issue, is that you're diminishing the career of a guy like Devin Hester, who is basically, like, in my mind, he's a Hall of Fame kick returner. Well,
at this point, you're diminishing
his fucking career.
All the returners in the history of the league now at this point have now been solidified. You will never see another one surpass their numbers in any kind of way, shape, or form.
It's bullshit.
So that part is done.
You know what, guys? At some point, let's just play fucking flag football, and then you know what's going to happen? Nobody's going to watch the games. Well, is that what the NFL wants? Is that what we really want in our lives? Do we really want the ratings to go to shit because you guys want flag football that fucking bad? And you don't want another player to touch another player. What? Like, that's fucking the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It seems like
we're leaning towards, right? Andy Reid kind of interpreted it that way. But like, I was listening to Circles Off right now, and another betting sports podcast and stuff like that. And they're talking about, like, you know, kickers and stuff, like punters and stuff like that, like the importance of them. But if we're just going around and, you know, allowing them to get to the 25, no matter what, inside the 20, it don't matter. It don't matter who you got, because if they can't get out to the corner of the end zone, but and even kickoffs, you're sitting here, you can't hit it off the out of bounds because you're up to the 40. So you might as well just not kick it off at all and start at the 25.
You know what? So there's some teams in the league not that long ago who had a kicker for actual place kicking as well as kickoffs. Yeah. So the Cowboys were one that did it not too long ago. Dan Carpenter was their main
guy,
kickoff guy. But they had two kickers, basically. But one meant for one thing.
But what's it going to hurt now? Now that the third quarterback has come into play where it doesn't count as a roster spot, and you don't have to worry about that spot anymore.
That should have always been a rule to begin with, Tanner.
Correct.
Because you know what? Correct. If player safety was their issue all along, well, third you should quarterback have also
should have been there.
Been able to allow that to be part of the game as well.
I'm not saying anything against that. Like, that should have been allowed. But now that it's official, like, you should be able to have a backup kicker, punter combo, whatever you want to say, to be able to have that happen, because you should be able to do a kicker, a person who does the return stuff kind of thing, and a punter. Like, all three facets of the game should be able to happen for these guys.
I tell you what, when you look at the NFL, like, player safety is just so overblown. Like, there's no such thing as player safety. Okay. Because when I compare this to like the NBA, you look at a guy like Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is in the NBA finals right now. Okay. He just took basically two seasons off, right? Because he tore an ACL. And you know what? The NBA doesn't give a shit about player safety. If you get hurt, you know what? Come back, make a name for yourself, which is exactly what Jamal Murray did.
It's on you.
And now he's in the NBA finals.
It's on you.
So, like, why do we really give a shit about player safety in the NFL? It doesn't matter. You know why? Because guess what? If you're in the NBA or in the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NHL, there's no difference. You know what happens? Sometimes, hey, newsflash, guys get hurt.
There's just a difference.
Let it happen. Let them come back, okay? And let them make a name for themselves, which is exactly what Jamal Murray did.
The only difference that you're seeing in between all the sports there is, I believe it's NHL and MLB are all pretty much guaranteed contracts. So they're still getting paid. But NBA and NFL, you're not getting guaranteed pay. So that's the only downfall between all that point there.
Yeah, I think anyways, it's frustrating stuff for me, I mean, to see unfold. But I think it was always the writing was on the wall as years go by. Every single offseason, the NFL comes to these damn meetings and they're like, we got to change this and change that. We got to change the defensive holding. We got to change the pass interference. We got to do all these other things. And it's every year, it's the same crap. And it seems like most rules that are put into place are just pussifying the league.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing shit.
To me,
they shouldn't be doing shit. That's the bottom line.
It's a slow pussification of the league as time goes on. I wish there was a better way to say that, but at the end of the day, that's probably the most truthful. So anyways, guys, let's move along. You guys wanted to talk a little NBA, of course. We got the NBA playoffs underway. Obviously, the Nuggets series is done for. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of time ourselves to sit there and think about it. It was like Nikola Jokic goes out there and just dominates, goes up 4-0.
Freaking wall.
And that was it. I mean, we didn't have anything to say. But we did get to see a nice game last night from the Celtics in that series with the Miami Heat. And Miami Heat were up 3-0. I mean, no team in the history of the NBA has ever been down 0-3 and come back to win. They are exactly 0-149 is the exact statistic for you.
Yes.
Guys, before we hit on some other things, I'm just curious, you know, going forward in this series, what the best matchup is going to be and look like going forward, because I think the Heat, they're going to get it done. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard for them to really throw this thing away. If they do, I'll be shocked. But I think the Nuggets are just a huge threat, and we got a monster over there. I talked about it last week. He is the final boss. Jokic is the final boss. So what team presents the best challenge, in your guys' opinion, between the Celtics and Miami Heat to go up against the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic.
Jason?
Yeah, I think the best challenge is the Miami Heat, which is exactly what's going to happen here. There's been a lot of talk about the Boston Red Sox. As a matter of fact, when we were looking at Major League Baseball, and we had never seen a team come back from a 3-0 deficit in the playoffs, and that's exactly what the Boston Red Sox did. And that's the comparison that all of these Boston fans are trying to make right now. And I respect that, you know, because when you see something that's never happened before, you know, eventually it's going to happen. You know, it might happen this year. It might happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or what have you. And so I respect that from the Celtics fans. But in fact, this is not the time, and it's not going to happen this year. The Miami Heat are the better team. I understand the Boston Celtics have more talent, you know, so, but we always used to talk about LeBron James and how he was the most talented player in the history of the game. Well, that doesn't necessarily equate to wins and losses. And so that's what we're seeing right now with the Heat and the Celtics. The Heat are going to win this series, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's going to happen. But when you look forward to the NBA final series, when you look at the Heat versus the Nuggets, I want to do something here. When you look at the superstar values here, okay? So when you look at Jimmy Butler versus Nikola Jokic, you know, that's pretty equal right now. So when you look at going forward, Heat versus the Nuggets, there's a lot of things you got to look at here, because I compare these Miami Heat with the Denver Nuggets. When I look at the superstar complex here, I compare LeBron James and Kyrie Irving with when they were on the, you know, like the whatever it was, the, you know, what team was that? The fucking
LeBron
and Irving,
LeBron and Kyrie Irving, Cavs, right?
The so, first time they won the championship.
I'm trying to tell you what's going to happen in this series. Denver's going to win when they play the Heat, because Jamal Murray is the closer and Nikola Jokic is the superstar. And I'm going to compare that to LeBron and Kyrie when Kyrie was the closer, LeBron James was the superstar. And when you go 2 years ago, Giannis Antetokounmpo was the superstar. Chris Middleton was the closer. And so that's what I'm looking at right now. The Denver Nuggets are going to win the championship right now, because they have right now, Nikola Jokic is the best player, okay? The best player in the NBA. He does not have to be the closer, because Jamal Murray is the closer. And he will make the big shots. He has the ability to put up 30 points in a game in much the same way that Chris Middleton could put up 30 points a game when the Bucks won the championship, in the same way that Kyrie Irving could put up 30 points a game and win the championship when the Cavs won the series. And so that's why I give the Nuggets the edge here, okay? It's not so much about the Miami Heat and what they bring to the table. And, you know, everybody believes in Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra and Heat culture and all that stuff. I will give you that. And I believe in that stuff. But, you know, Jamal Murray is the closer for this team. And we've got everybody thought that, oh, my gosh, well, the Philadelphia 76ers, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw with the Miami Heat, and the L.A. Lakers ran into a buzzsaw.
A brick fucking wall.
Yeah, with the Denver Nuggets. About. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Denver Nuggets are a bigger buzzsaw. And Nikola Jokic, he doesn't have to do shit, man. He's got snipers. He's got Michael Porter Jr. He's got KCP. He's got Christian Brown playing defense.
GG.
There's more snipers to me. There's more snipers to me on the Nuggets than there are on the Heat. And so that's why I have the Denver Nuggets are going to win the fucking championship.
You're trying to tell me that the three-time MVP doesn't have to do shit to go win the next to win a championship this year.
He really doesn't.
You're telling me that that team is so freaking good that the three-time MVP doesn't even need to show up, but be average.
Let me
clarify. And that team will win the damn thing over either one, the Heat or the Celtics.
Let me clarify here. So he's a facilitator. Okay. Do you want to know why?
He's a facilitator.
Yeah.
You're calling Jokic a facilitator.
Joker is a facilitator, by the way.
No. Jamal Murray. You guys understand that.
No.
What do you mean by facilitator, Mike?
Do you guys understand?
That's the job of Marcus Smart.
No.
I don't give a fuck what you want to call, what position you want to place him as. The guy goes up, puts up 30, 15, and 10 every damn game, it seems
so,
like.
So let me ask you this, Mike. Do you think that Jamal Murray is a bum? Is that why you think?
Why would I say that?
Nikola Jokic doesn't need to
show up?
I'm
talking to you about the MVP of the league three times running. That's what I'm talking to you about. It has nothing to do with Jamal Murray his lack of ability or Michael Porter hitting threes, because that's damn good at that. This has to do with the fact that you think that the Nuggets can just walk up in there, be whoever the hell they want to be, and Jimmy Butler's not going to come to town and take care of business?
No.
What's wrong with
he's
you?
He's not going to do shit.
You think that this team, this Nuggets team is this damn good that it doesn't matter what Jokic does.
Jimmy Butler
could just go in there and you're going to get shit on. No.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That's not what's going to happen.
Jamal Murray from Canada is a superstar. And the reason why he's not a household name is because he's been injured for 2 years. He got injured in April, which is a bad time to get injured in the NBA. That's a horrible time, which is the reason why he missed 2 years. Jamal Murray is a superstar.
I'm not worried about that. I don't care.
Nobody knows.
All the teams have superstars, Jason. It's the playoffs. They all have superstars. All of them.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Mike, because when you're comparing Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, who are you going to take between if you got two versus two?
That's what I'm talking about. You literally just mentioned a few minutes ago how Jokic was just, you know, not necessary to be putting up big numbers. That you're so confident in Jamal Murray and Michael Porter that, you know, Jokic can just take the damn series off if he wants to. He doesn't need to go throwing around, you know, 40 and 15 and 10 like he's done in the past. He can just do whatever. Just go out there and jack around, you know? I mean, but here's the thing. That's not true. The truth is Jokic still needs to show up to finish the job. And he's got a lot to prove.
But that's the whole thing is, like, he does show up every single game. Like, you can count on him for 20 points. If Nikola Jokic has a bad game, he's going to give you 23 points.
That's a bad
meanwhile, game, yeah. If Bam Adebayo has a bad game, like, he might just get you like 12 fucking rebounds. And so I'm thinking, like, when I take my two best players on the Nuggets versus my two best players on the Heat, like, I'm going to go with the Nuggets every single time, because Bam Adebayo is a great fucking player, but, you know, the Nuggets are going to win this fucking series, man.
Well, for the record, I want to say I agree with the Nuggets winning this whole series.
So
regardless of who they play.
But I think I made a bad argument for the Nuggets.
I want to finish my point is that my question was about who would be the tougher competition. You said the Heat. I actually believe that the Celtics are the tougher competition against a team like the Nuggets because they have more highs and lows. And in most cases, you think that could be a bad thing. In this case, it's a good thing because you need to get a team to get hot, and the Celtics can do that. The Heat cannot do that. The Heat can only get so damn hot as, you know, the Heat can get. The Celtics themselves, though, can get hotter than the Heat by far.
I disagree with you on the fact that you're trying to tell me that the Celtics are a better opponent for the Nuggets. That's bullshit. You know why? Because Jason Tatum, he fucking shows up when he wants, in much the same way that Anthony Davis shows up whenever the hell he wants. You know what Jimmy Buckets does? Shows up every fucking game. Bam Adebayo shows up every fucking game. Jason. I do not trust the Celtics, dude. Jason. I don't trust them.
Jason.
They show up whenever the fuck they want.
Jason. Real quick here before we get into it.
You guys are full of shit, buddy.
We got a guy. Tufel out here. Fellers. What's up, Tufel?
Come on, Tufel. Good to see you.
Tufel. Happy to see you.
Good to see
you. Can you teach these motherfuckers a lesson?
But here's the thing right now.
Tufel doesn't even like basketball.
He goes, are you sure he's really a Chiefs fan? The guy is like Skip Bayless Jr. He's all the
kids. Oh, fuck. You asshole. He's all the kids. No, that he was talking to you, wasn't he?
I love it. Look, here's my argument. Here's my argument of this. Like, not Too Full is talking about you, JG. Don't worry.
No, I love him, man. I love that. I love that guy, man.
Too Full, you're one of our favorites, just so you know. Here's the thing with this whole debacle going to play in the conference playoffs, right? To the NBA Finals. Is the Heat, it's what the Lakers were. It's the thing, right? So Jimmy B being on fire is the LeBron scoring 40 in the game four, right? The Adebayo, gosh, I'm trying
about
to
Adebayo? What the fuck are you talking about?
What was
asshole?
That one name? You said some lady mispronounced his name.
Hey, asshole. Bam, what the fuck are you talking
Bam
about?
Adebayo?
Bam Adebayo.
Good gosh.
Look,
learn how to pronounce his fucking name, for Christ's sake.
Hit me up.
Just like Giannis Antetokounmpo? Go ahead, Tater. Go ahead, Tater.
God help
what
me.
What I'm saying is, like, God help the Heat help is the show. Lakers, right? The Heat is the Lakers in the Eastern Conference. And the thing is, you gave the Celtics one. That's what they needed. They wanted
no. The Heat are not the Lakers.
The Heat are the Lakers.
The Lakers sucked.
Exactly.
Did you not watch
this
that
is
fucking
the issue
game?
What we're talking about, JG. Is the Celtics, like I told you on the last few shows between In the Hoop and here, is that the damn Celtics built this team to compete for an NBA Finals again.
Do not compare the Heat to the Lakers.
The Heat are the fucking Lakers.
Did you watch that last game with the Lakers versus the Nuggets?
Stop.
It was LeBron James and a bunch of bums.
That's what it was for the last game.
And when I say bums, I am including Anthony Davis. I don't care. Saying. He was a bum in that
this,
game.
This was
Do
the
not
exact
compare.
Same
don't compare the Miami
this was
Heat
the
to the
exact
Lakers.
Same
That's
thing
bullshit.
We saw last night. Last
That's
night.
Bullshit.
Last
Miami
night.
Miami Heat are a real
JG,
fucking team.
JG, we saw the same thing last
with
night.
With a real fucking coach.
Jimmy
by the way.
B and a bunch of fucking bums, dude. This is exactly what we fucking saw. And guess what? The Celtics are built to beat this team here. They're about to beat historic teams. So
no, okay. Let's
you said the Celtics are built to beat teams like Nuggets.
No.
Nuggets are the Heat. Nuggets are the Heat, Tanner.
Heat.
Built the Celtics are you saying they're built to beat the Heat.
Built
then why were they down 0-3?
They're down 0-3 because Jason Tatum can't get his freaking balls to figure it out.
Okay, well
so.
Here's the thing.
He can't
As you know, in
balls.
The history of the entire
he
league,
can't figure out a way
no team's
to grab
ever come back from
I'm aware.
Are you trying to tell
Guess
me
what?
Right now that
it's 2023 and we've seen a lot of historic
You're doing
runs.
An old Jim Carrey saying there's a chance right now?
There's a fucking chance.
Oh, my God. Get out of here with that.
No.
So he's going with the Boston Red Sox fans. What year was that, guys? Was that 2008? I don't even know when the fuck that was.
You're all excited for nothing here right now. Okay? Here's the thing. The Boston Celtics are built for an historic run right now.
Give me your take.
Derek
Who's going to win the series?
Brogdon.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me your damn take.
Look,
Who's
going to
win the
fucking
series?
Tanner, the Nuggets is 1-4. They have all this rest. If this stupid-ass series goes to 7 games, guess who's going to get butt-fucked?
I didn't say anything about the Nuggets, did I?
No, I'm telling you right now, if your Celtics team goes to that far and somehow pulls this thing out,
at all,
it's going to be an obliteration.
I think you're putting words in my mouth again.
Okay? Well, like I would tell you this.
I'm letting you know ahead of time your thoughts. It's just,
but
you gotta get out of here.
You're not even in my thoughts right now. Like you're far.
I'll tell you this: the NBA finals don't start until June, and so I believe in the Miami Heat. I feel like they will make this a series. It will be a competitive series if the Miami Heat can close this thing out six.
If they've got to close it out in six.
And I think they could possibly close this thing out in five.
If it goes seven, I'm talking about like we're in the seventh game.
Oh, just
it's Celtics all the way.
I will tell you this, guys. If it goes seven games, I am sprinting. I'm not going to run. I am going to sprint to what do we do at Hollywood? Is that Barstool Sports? I will sprint.
Barstool Hollywood.
It's
right?
Barstool.
Yeah, Barstool.
I will sprint to that fucking betting kiosk. And I will put my life savings on the Denver Nuggets. If that fucking thing goes seven games.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the Nuggets right now.
You guys know your 401k lets you take a loan out, right? Just take a loan out of your 401k.
Yeah.
Whatever that maximum is, just take that loan out and just throw it all on this.
Guys, I'm not talking about the Nuggets yet. Okay, I'm still in the conference finals here.
Okay. All right, whatever, Tanner.
Whatever, man.
You guys are like so far away from me.
The series is over, man.
No, it's not over.
It's over, man.
It's not over. Celtics have a chance. Celtics have the way to be there.
Miami Heat won the fucking series. No. I'm asking you a question.
Jason, get out of it.
Can you please tell me what the Miami Heat will do to the Denver Nuggets? That's the topic.
Here's the thing.
Can you please stay on the topic right now?
You know what the hot take is?
I don't want to hear a hot take.
They'll do nothing. Because Jimmy B is sitting at home. Because he doesn't have any fucking help. Tyler Hero's out. You already have an injury. After
I'm glad you brought that up, actually.
You don't. You're sitting
Tyler
at home.
Tyler Hero. Oh.
You're sitting at home.
You made a mistake because there, buddy.
There's a historic side of this thing that's happening that we've seen through the past 5 years through sports.
I'm going to help you out,
the
Tanner.
The Celtics are winning this.
Tyler thing. Hero is not out, as a matter of fact. If the Miami Heat do advance to the NBA Finals.
I didn't say that advance.
Tyler Hero is going to play in that fucking series. Now, do you think that makes a difference?
Yes.
Maybe tremendous. Not. I told you guys that I thought that the Denver Nuggets are going to win the NBA championship, and I still hold true to that, except for you guys that were listening to us during the pre-show workout. You got a little bit different workout there, but I'm telling you right now, dude, it makes a difference. If Tyler Hero comes back,
it's a difference for the finals.
It's a different story. I love the Heat, man. I'm telling you right now, if I could make my best wish, I want the Heat to win the championship. I think they have a chance, but it's just not going to happen. Like, as the teams are constructed right now, if Tyler Hero doesn't come back at 100% in the finals, the Nuggets are going to win the championship. And so that's where I'm putting my money right now. They have the best team. They have the best two superstars, because I do believe that Jokic and Jamal Murray are much better than Jimmy Buckets and Bam Adebayo. Like when you weigh those two superstars, that makes a difference for me. I don't care what these two assholes, they were spewing some bullshit a little bit
still
earlier.
Still talking about the finals, right? Like, you're still in the finals, right?
I'm in the finals.
You still got the Heat in the finals, so you're talking about the finals.
Okay. Stop talking about the Celtics. Nobody cares.
I think the Celtics have a chance. They exposed the Heat this last
The bottom game. Line is when you look at Nikola Jokic, the best player in the NBA, and Jamal Murray, who's the best closer right now in the NBA, versus Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, the Heat are going to lose. No, Miami Heat are going to fucking lose that series. The They're going to lose.
The only roster.
And Tyler Hero is the only way that they have a chance to overcome that.
Correct.
And that might happen. That could happen.
Hero and then Tyler Way. But
Tyler Hero. What the fuck, man.
The only roster that's set up to compete against the Nuggets, to have even a chance, wasn't the Lakers. It wasn't the fucking Suns. That's for goddamn sure.
Don't laugh. I'm fully goddamn aware of that shit.
It wasn't those guys. It is the Boston Celtics. They're the only roster set up because they made the moves with Derek White and Brogdon in the offseason.
I think I understand where Tanner's coming from, by the way. I want to say he and I probably have a similar mindset towards the fact that they have the best chance, if it came down to it one-on-one,
it would be the Celtics.
The Nuggets, I think the Heat are not built for the Nuggets either. I think the Heat or the Nuggets go out there and would obliterate.
The Heat give them a fight. They'll give them a game, but it's a gentleman's
sweep. I'll put it this way. The Nuggets will win in 5 against the Heat. They'll win in 6 against the Celtics.
Just to be clear, I do pick the Nuggets to win the championship, but at some point, do you look at the fact where you're the Denver Nuggets, you just beat, presumably, the greatest player in the history of the planet.
Second greatest player of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker,
LeBron James.
JG. We got to include Devin Booker and KG in this thing if we're going to include LeBron fucking James in the scene and AD. We got to include everybody into the scene before we include just LeBron James.
I want to give you.
We're going too deep on all the.
I know where we're going.
Players. I don't. I'm not going.
I'm sitting the fence here.
No, I'm just saying, like, the whole.
Just shut the fuck up.
I see where this is going. I see where this bullshit's going, and we're not going down that path.
I know where we're going.
We're not going to that path. We're not going.
I'm getting ready.
You just beat the best player in the history.
We're not going down this path.
Today.
We're not talking about today.
I don't want to go down a path, okay?
Today,
I just want to give you a little tidbit. If you just beat the greatest player in the history of the game, would you not be cocky and would you not get a little bit rusty when the Miami Heat have to play few more days? You, as the Denver Nuggets, are you have to sit there till June 1st sitting on your ass. Are you not going to get a little bit rusty and a little bit cocky before that series starts?
As the Joker said, that Olympic title, whatever it was, he don't fucking care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Look, I know where you're going with this here, right? You beat LeBron James, you beat Kevin Durant, you beat Devin Booker, you beat AD. You went on your way to beat some superstars, right? Superstars in the league. But it doesn't matter.
Miami Heat, baby.
Jimmy B's next. Heat.
Real quick, I just want to say
Jason Tatum's next.
At the end of the day, Jokic has not ever won a championship. So he's got a lot. He still has a lot to prove.
No.
MVPs be damned.
Time out on this, okay? Let's talk about this.
I'm stating a fact, Tanner.
Now, I talked about this on the show with Dan Harris. I filmed for Dan Harris on early in Let's Talk Sports. I talked about this. Could you imagine an MVP Joker? An MVP Joker at the time, 2 years in a row, with a healthy Jamal Murray. Like, could you imagine that team?
I just want to talk about NBA
Finals. No, I know what you want to talk about. I don't fucking care what you want to
talk about. Tufel's trying to add more flame to the fire. I'm about to have to cut these guys off, Tufel.
No, I've got some important information that I would like to share.
You guys got about 3 more minutes in this goddamn topic.
Tufel says, I have to pull for the Nuggets by default, so go them. He goes, Lachana is a flat machine. He's a bum by default. And Joker equals 2.0, Bird 2.0. Let's ruffle the feathers.
Shit balls.
Let's ruffle the feathers.
I'm going to tell you right now, guys. Do you want to know?
You guys got 2.5 minutes left.
Do you want to know who has the most NBA Finals experience? Do you want to know who played in the NBA Finals in the bubble? It was Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat. Do you give any value? Jason, would you like to give any value to teams who have played in the NBA Finals? Have the Denver Nuggets played? Hey, Tanner. Shut the hell up.
They were conference finals in the borderline, in the bubble.
I understand that. Did they play in the NBA finals? No, they did not. They were
conference finals.
Did they get the shit kicked out of them by LeBron James
without
and
Jamal
Anthony
Murray?
Davis?
Yeah, they did. Without Jamal Murray, they did.
Did the Miami Heat get the shit kicked out of them by LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the NBA finals?
Yeah, but he was also like 34 then, 35.
Who do you think has more to prove?
Joker.
Is it the Miami Heat or the Denver Nuggets?
Joker.
No.
Joker.
You're
Joker.
Full of shit.
Joker. Because the Nuggets now have a health of Jamal Murray that you didn't have 2 years running, and you were a playoff team.
I'm telling you, the Nuggets did not make the NBA Finals, and the Miami Heat did.
But
that's the difference. Okay, so easy money bet. Do we want to do easy money bets right now?
We're not doing that this week.
Not this week. Next week. Next Wednesday.
Your boy JG is taking the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA championship.
Okay. Yeah. That's
unless you listen to the show before this started. Yeah. If you listen to the pregame of the Sports Affairs,
we have 1 minute left on this topic. I would like to make one point out real quick. Mr. AC out there made a comment that I think is also very fair. He says, when a well rested team needs some game one, the cop out with a rested team in game one is if they win, they're well rested. When they lose, they're rusty. So that's obviously a comeback to what you stated a minute ago. Anyways, I want to throw that out there. That's all I want to say about that is that obviously it's not all black and white, you guys. It's not all as simple as that. And I think we need to take that into account.
It's not all about the matchups either, right?
Listen to the beginning of the show. That's all I can say.
You mean the very beginning?
Before we went live.
During the
intro. If you want to bet.
But here's the thing, though. It's like
you want to feel my soul.
Jason.
Tanner gets the last comment. We got to move on.
Jason, our Spotify listeners will not listen to the beginning because they won't be there.
All right.
Won't be there?
Go Denver Nuggets. Okay.
Wonder what?
Hey, you know what?
Because we started the intro.
Wonder why I won't be there.
That's fine.
Well, this week was different, but we're still starting the intro.
Something
it
might
doesn't
have
matter, man.
If
go
you guys,
Denver
if you guys
Nuggets.
Listened early, something look, might happen. Might
Denver Nuggets, take out your life savings and throw it on the Denver Nuggets.
I got two stupid fun topics for you guys before we get close to wrapping
I'll
up.
I'll bet you do, man. I'll bet you do.
Well, actually, we got three stupid topics coming up. So it's a great way to end the show. I got three different topics for you. They're all stupid.
Balls, man.
First one. So obviously the Royals just lost today. 6-4, I think, was the final score. And you guys obviously know we're all Kansas City based out here. So we're all Royals fans, or we at least grit our teeth through it, I suppose, and go to the games every once in a while. But anyways, 6-10 had a fun little topic about, you know, what current active player would they like to see return to the Royals right now? Eric Hosmer is currently a free agent. And he could be a backup first baseman for the team, Tanner.
Stop.
Would it be fun to see Eric Hosmer come back to this?
No.
Well, here's my proposed question to you guys instead. Is that what to make this goddamn stupid season more entertaining for us to have to sit through, even though we can't watch it on TV anyway because of stupid ass TV rules. What current or active
deceased player
on on the team currently, saw the team currently, would you most like to see be a part of this year's team to make us want to go to the stadium again? Because at this point, coming up on the midway point of the season, that stadium might as well be empty. So to me, you know, like Tufel said, Hosmer did nothing in San Diego. What is he going to do with no talent? Royals, my whole point is for entertainment value alone.
That's why
he might bat 210 or worse.
Worse. But
what random? Let's take this player and you could throw him on the team right now. See what make you want to go to the ballpark.
I tell you what, Tanner. JG. Since you have this gigantic library in your mind of Royals players of the last 45 fucking years, I'm gonna go first. So my favorite player of the 2014-2015 season run was Yordano Ventura. So that would be my first choice. Because he was my favorite player on both of those teams.
I love that.
He's an amazing pitcher. I mean, he was a bully, and you know, he was like a leader on that team. But
I would say, like, in a 5-man rotation, Ventura would be the one right now that I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna go see him. Like, I would go to that game because he's
you would pitching. Go to that fucking.
Otherwise, I wouldn't go to any other game.
But here's the thing, though. Yeah. Like, right now, he would be a Philly. He'd be a Marlin. He'd be something else.
He was the guy that was willing to throw the ball at somebody's head. Correct. Okay? And I know that's an unpopular.
Kelvin Herrera did that a couple times.
That's an unpopular opinion here, but he was my guy on both those teams. So, but outside of that, I'm going to go with Juan Gonzalez. He was on the Royals in 2004.
What?
But I do the not
fuck
want.
Did you say?
Hey, fuck
I'm sorry.
You, man.
I'm not going fuck to a game
you.
With
Wong. Did we say Wong on in the
fuck
Royals
you,
uniform?
Hey, shut the hell up. So I don't want the 2004 version of Wong.
Can you say Jermaine Dye? I mean, what are you doing?
Fuck you, asshole.
What is this?
I want the 1998 version of Wong Gonzalez on the Royals because he hit 45 fucking home runs. that's what I want on the Royals, dude.
You might as well just put fucking Billy Butler on your fucking squad and bottle your head.
Hey,
well,
Billy Butler would have been better.
We did have him on our team, asshole, in 2014.
I know we did.
He was
I
there.
Know where Billy Butler was, but like you might as well have him.
I'm just saying, like, can I dream a little bit? We did have Wong Gun. We had Wong Gun on our team in 2004.
You really want Wong Gun back on this team?
I do, but
so
I want
love
the
losing.
No,
you
I
love
want the 1998
too.
Version. I want
no,
the 1998
he said,
version.
The point was, that no, get, no, no. You get your ass back to the stadium. Juan Gon is the key to get him back there. That's
no,
the thing.
I want the 1998 version of Juan Gon when he hit 45 fucking home runs. I don't want the old asshole that couldn't hit worth a shit in 2004. I want the 1998 version of Juan Gon.
That's still not worthy enough for this freaking team, dude.
Okay.
What do you want? Soria? Can we talk about Joaquin Soria? Is that who
oh,
you want?
Oh, God. No.
See, we already had Soria come back to the
want,
team. It was
you want
awful.
Alex Gordon?
So here
maybe
we go.
You
here
want
we go.
Alex Gordon
here we go.
On this
here we go.
Team.
Tufel says they're offering 4 tickets, 4 sodas, 4 hot dogs, and a parking pass for $40.
Oh, and shit. I'm not going to lie. That's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal. Can George Bett still run an Elise Shuffle? He's at least feisty with the hug.
Well,
hug
I tell you what,
out.
He might not be able to do that, guys, but he can do a whole lot of things in Las Vegas.
Hold on.
If you haven't seen that fucking video, you might want to look that shit
if
up.
If you took George
Brett did some amazing things
George
in Las
Brett,
Vegas.
George Brett 1980, that would be, if you could take George Brett from 1980, put him on this team, I would go to the game just for that.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I'd go to the game just to see that happen.
I want to know what George Brett did at the Bellagio like 10, 15 years ago. Well, we know what he did. Fucking seen that.
By the way, it was actually 20 years.
It's actually 20 plus.
I was going to say, it was actually 20, over 20 years ago, believe it.
Whatever he did on that fucking video, it's a whole lot better than what the fucking Royals are doing right now.
A whole garden out there at Bellagio. So I wonder, any of the plants got
infected. Mike, who do you have for the Royals? Who would you bring upon?
Well, I just want to say this, the premise of this is that my favorite Royal of all time is actually Salvador Perez, someone who I got to live through. It's currently still a Royal. Obviously, I got to see him develop from a very young age and has been a part of this team for so long. He was actually signed as a Royal before I moved to Colorado in the first place. So that's a wild. What are you laughing about?
He's drunk, man.
I don't know why he's laughing. No, he was signed as a Royal.
Ah, you're good.
Before I even moved to Colorado, which I lived there for 4 years and came back in 2010. So what I'm saying is this guy's been a part of this organization for a long, long time. Obviously, we've won a championship.
Salvador
with him.
Perez.
Perez is a Hall of Famer to me.
He owns the city,
MLB
man.
Hall of Famer.
Salvador Perez owns this fucking
city. As a Royal, he does. I mean, we all know Mahomes owns the actual city. But anyways, that was my preface. I don't know why it's Tanner's. Did you fart, Tanner?
No, I did not.
Why the hell are you laughing?
It's just funny to me. I don't know. It's just funny to me.
Either you're high or drunk right now. Anyways, I don't know. I need somebody who feels like they're bigger than life in a lot of ways. And so, you know, in the Royals history, we haven't had a lot of those guys come through the place. But I think I'd go with Carlos Beltran. Mm. I just think for the sake of if you put him back on this team, like in his prime, I think that'd be fun to watch. I'd probably go to a game to see Carlos Beltran make a play in the outfield.
Beltran, man.
You know, one of those kind of things. I think that would be nice to see.
He's a big dick, man. I like to see big dicks on our team.
Why the hell are you laughing again, Tanner?
Tufel say Quisenberry because his name is fun, same back.
wasn't there also a Mayberry?
Bring him back. Well, there's Mayberry too. So
yeah,
but Quisenberry is more fun.
Beltran was a big dick, man. That's what we need in this town. We need more big dicks.
I like the Ibanez, the Damon.
No, I'm sure you do. Man.
Joe Randas.
You love Johnny Damon, don't you? Damon. You love Johnny Damon, man.
I'm all about this kind of stuff, right? So,
but you know what? Carlos Beltran had a bigger dick than those guys. He did. Give Mike credit, man. He picked a good fucking player for that fucking argument.
Just saying, I'd go to a Beltran game right now.
Wow. And talking about all those players, I just lost my guy, dude.
Zach Greinke?
Oh, wait.
How about Zach Greinke,
man? Matt Harvey?
Shit balls.
What do you do? Tufel said Bo. I mean, that's not a bad pick. So
Bo
makes sense.
But Harvey won us a freaking World Series, guys.
What about Zach Greinke, man? He had a second coming to the Royals. Are you not aware of
what Harvey did for us?
Hey, man. Johnny Damon never had the balls to come back to the Royals.
You're not aware of what Harvey did for us?
Zach Greinke came back to the Royals.
Are you aware of what Harvey did for us?
Dick.
Well, yes.
For the championship?
Yes. I know.
Tell me. We know all that. No,
Ken Harvey?
No, nobody gives
no,
a fuck.
No, Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey?
Shut the fuck up. We don't care.
I know Ken Harvey pretty well.
Twofold. Tell me you know Matt Harvey.
No.
Well, no, we I mean, care. Yeah, at this point, I mean, I don't know. Who else would be out there? Who else would be worth it? Who was the catcher back when you guys were watching?
No, guys.
Matt, I just want to know. My catcher back when I had season tickets, it was Benito Santiago.
Santiago, Sweeney, and all them.
Well, Sweeney, for the most part.
Can we please talk about the LA Lakers and how they could potentially fix their year next year?
Go ahead, Tanner, with your Matt Harvey crap.
Yeah, Harvey, guys. If you know who Harvey is, we signed him in the minor league deal. Three years after we won the World Series, okay, to a minor league deal. This is the guy that played for the New York Mets.
Oh, that pitcher.
The same year that we won the World Series, Matt Harvey is the guy I recommend.
You're telling me the guy to get you to go to a baseball game again at Kauffman would be Matt Harvey. Just of all the history of the Royals.
Just to watch him get lit up again, I'm all for it, dude.
I'd rather watch Kevin Apier than this crap. This is awful. All right, guys. I'm glad you guys at least gave it a shot at this little game we played.
I thought it was fun.
No, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Oh, we're not done yet?
I mean, I'm personally done with it.
We have to talk about artificial intelligence here.
Well, No.
You guys want to talk about AI?
We don't have
I'm
a lot.
Sure you don't.
We don't have
We're
a lot of time
for next week, guys.
We don't have a lot of time left.
I don't have enough time to explain it to you guys, so we're not.
You guys, dude, if you guys want to see a big dick, you just wait for next week because when I come with my AI
Wait. You're gonna explain the AI to me?
I'm going
to
talk about LeBron James and how he's only the fourth. He's only the fourth best player.
We're going to save
that. Keep going, Mike. Keep going.
We're
going
to save that for a different day. So the big topic today, though, that was Tanner's favorite. So speaking of Matt Harvey and other stupid things, the Commanders look to be having to change their team name fairly soon, potentially. Yeah. I mean, nothing's set in stone yet by any means, but looks like the Washington Commanders, who formerly known as the football team, formerly known as the Redskins. Apparently they might be going back through another name change. And so my question to you guys one more time, we've already had this topic in the past, but, one more time now, revise one more time. Now we know what the Commanders have felt like.
So, all right.
What should the new team name be?
Shut the hell up,
Tanner. Let's get this accurate real quick.
First of all, shut the hell up. They were stupid to change the name in the first place.
Okay? I agree. I agree with that.
Okay. They were always going to be the Washington football team. But they turned into little cowards, and they thought that they had to come up with a new name.
No,
which never really should have happened.
Jason,
it should have always been the Washington football team, and you fucking know it. Jason. Shut the hell up. Fucking know it. That when you just think about it, open up your mind.
Listen
Tanner.
To me. Listen to me.
Open up your mind,
Jason.
Don't be a closed-minded individual.
Listen to
Don't
me, Jason. Closed-
Wait, if you could have the name the Washington football team, okay, would you ever change your name? No, you would not. You would not. You would be an open-minded individual and be like, oh my goodness, that's the greatest fucking name of all time. I will take that name to the grave.
Just fucking I would have.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I'm going to. I'm going to take that name to the grave. The Washington. I'm not even a fan. I'm not even a fucking fan of that team, and I will take it to the grave. The Washington football team. But they kowtowed to all of these people that think that, oh, my goodness, you should think of another name. Oh, my goodness. But that was a fucking mistake. You know what? I could have told you that fucking 9 months ago. You know, we told you that on this fucking show.
Well, in fact, make red potatoes, by the way.
Dude, I told you this on the show. Like, I know I did. I told you this. They should just leave it Washington football team. They didn't fucking do it because they didn't have the fucking balls to do it. And then they fucking, you know, I don't have Jason, another name. Jason, and, Jason, you know, what do you want to talk about?
Jason.
Can we do, well, what do you want to do, Tanner?
To be more official about the same. The Commanders had their trademark application denied due to another person already having that pending application for the current name.
Let's go with the Penny Pinchers. I want to be the Washington Penny Pinchers. Yeah. Let me just shove that name up my ass and see how that flies. Look, should you not have just stuck with the Washington football team? The Redskins,
there's a couple of good ideas.
Whatever you want, man. But anyway, they're so fucking stupid.
So first off, Tuple says, this constant discussion of large phallus is disturbing.
There's a lot of big dick talk.
Oh, man. Pathetic. I feel sorry for them, to be honest.
They should
make the little potato.
I feel sorry.
Bring back Redskins.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Red skin potatoes.
Well, I mean, that might be the name.
Potatoes are out there.
Look,
I just mean, you could have a red potato as your
logo.
There's
plenty names you can go after in this league to be able to make something happen. So there's the fact that though, here's the thing that bothers me the most is we went through three name changes, right? Essentially with the Washington team. Went through the Redskins, then we went to the football team, and then we finally went to the Commanders. And you yet to have to place an application for a trademark for this fucking name? Like, what are you doing, Washington? Granted, they got a new ownership now. Maybe it's a whole new ownership thing. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's Quinn Snyder or whatever his name is. Dan Snyder blocking the fact that the Commanders can't get a freaking name. But it's something within the matter. So
I don't know, but
cost
here's
ownership more money.
They've had ownership problems. They've had issues everywhere within the organization. So maybe this was done on purpose.
I think
because
it was.
They knew all along that,
like,
this
we're
would
not
be,
following trademark just, until the new owners.
Here's
arrive.
The thing. That's what I mean. Maybe that's the key to this whole thing. I don't know. I think at this point, obviously we think it's so stupid, but you gotta understand. So you guys, I want to get back to the Redskin roots, because obviously that the fans, you would all wear pig noses, you know, like, so like warthogs, stuff like that. So, I mean, the Washington piggies could be a good one, to go with, or something like that, you know, something. It, I mean, do you know about that's the, fine. Do you know about that with the Redskins fans?
I don't know. I'm okay.
Well, so, I'm aware.
I don't have a problem.
They would wear like literally pig mask,
like pig snaps at the games on their
stuff
field.
Like that.
I'm okay with the piggies.
Yeah, they were the hogs basically. So I mean, to me,
Tufel is just that mascots would coincide with the play on the field. Just fair.
I'm just saying,
Washington,
like,
Swamp Things.
Well, it is East Coast.
But you got to be more south for that, I think.
I say it's pretty East Coast, so, man.
Jonathan Grishman would tell you to be more south, Tufel.
I'm okay with the piggies, but my whole point is, like, when you're the Washington football team, man, that is so unique. That is the most unique thing in the NFL. Why would you not stick with that?
It was great.
Just to shove it up everybody's ass, the Washington football team.
Because what can you do? First of all, you can't get sued either. I mean,
that's the best team name of all time, man.
Guardians changed in the MLB, right? And they continue to shove it up everybody's.
Is that what they do?
Guardians.
They shove it up where?
That's a different story. That's a different story.
On the other side of the spectrum.
I don't really care about the Guardians.
You're the Redskins, but you decided to cave into that. But the Chiefs won't cave in. The Braves won't cave in.
No.
I had someone one time ask me about my Chiefs tattoo. But like, what if they make them change their name? And I go, they won't.
Yeah,
they won't. Just get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Because it's not built upon that. The Redskins weren't built upon that either. So
hell, I won't let them change the name. No, Clark won't let them. No one's gonna let them.
I just think with the football team, they had a special niche.
It was cool though.
It was just, I don't care about the Cleveland. I don't care about the Cleveland baseball team, whatever the fuck they're called. Nobody gives a shit.
So
but I care about the Washington football team.
Yeah.
And that was very unique. And I thought about them. I actually thought about them as the Washington football team. And they like if that's a unique thing where you can identify as that and you can shove it up everybody else's ass. So, like,
Bartle.
So real quick, they're in DC, the swamp is why he called it that, which is fair.
He probably knows more about that.
Mr. AC says back to the football team, which is I'm in for.
That's what we all want.
Honestly. And then Tufel goes, Chiefs were named after a mayor.
Right.
They can't eat a large satchel of Richards if they think they're changing or needs changing.
The mayor was actually best friends with Lamar Hunt, by the way, and it's the entire reason why they came to Kansas City in the first place from Dallas, guys. And so it came from Roe Bartle, which is why we have Bartle Hall in Kansas City.
I am Facebook friends of people that want to change this because it says the Chiefs, and they do the and it amazes me because it doesn't affect them. It's not they're part of their background or anything like that.
No. The only people that are mad about this is white people. So
Actually,
I'm just telling you, man.
It's a combination
of when you say the Washington,
because the people I'm talking about is other people. So
you understand that the Hunts go through this process every year of making sure that, you know, everyone involved in the atmosphere
is protected
of what the Chiefs do. It's understood that it's within respect.
Because remember, that it's not this anymore, guys. It's
Tanner. No, it is still. It's still gonna be a tomahawk chop, dude. Yeah, you can try that all day long.
The bottom line is, the bottom line is, like, when you talk about the Washington football team, the last time I checked, nobody's offended by that.
Nobody fucking cares.
You know, there's probably the 1% that are offended by the Washington football team, but they should have kept that fucking bullshit. Because I thought that was an amazing fucking name. Amazing name, man. That's what I wanted to do.
I agree. I got you guys one more quick topic. We got to go quick when I say this. So the idea of LeBron James going to the Warriors, is that a possibility?
I do not. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I think there's a lot of theories out there, a lot of speculation that the Warriors would like to trade Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga to the Lakers. which would actually improve their roster, believe it or not, because they would have Anthony Davis, Austin Reaves, and Rui Hachimura to pair with those players, and that would actually make them better for the future. I'm not buying it. I think it's all a bunch of bullshit.
That would never happen, dude.
It's all a bunch of bullshit. And then the theory is that when if you're the Warriors, you could actually win a championship next year because you have Klay and Steph, Draymond, LeBron James, and Kevon Looney. It's not going to happen. It's a fucking pipe dream. The better option here is for Kyrie Irving to go to the Lakers. Now that's going to require a little bit of cooperation from the Dallas Mavericks because, you know, they would have to trade him to the Lakers. But I think if you're the Lakers, if you're willing to give one or two picks to the Dallas Mavericks, I think that Dallas would be more than willing to do that deal because Kyrie Irving, he's already proven that they're not going to do shit with Luka Doncic. I mean, they're not going to do shit with those two. If that's your big two, they're not going to accomplish anything. And so I think the Lakers, they need Kyrie Irving more than the Dallas Mavericks want to get rid of Kyrie Irving. And so I think that's a very interesting dynamic there. And I think that there's going to be some trade talks there. And I think that Kyrie Irving, it's more likely that Kyrie would go to the Lakers than, hey, fuck you, asshole. Shut the hell up. I think it's more likely that Kyrie would go to the Lakers than LeBron James would go to the Golden State Warriors. That's a bullshit fucking conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I don't see the fact that Kyrie goes to the Lakers either, but I don't see LeBron going to the Warriors. It's just a fallacy. Like, it's too much to give up.
Wait, why don't you see Kyrie going to the Lakers? Tell me why.
Why? I just don't see him going that way. I don't think he wants to go to LeBron.
LeBron James is going to retire. Kyrie Irving has already proven.
LeBron ain't going to retire, dude.
I told you this, guys, earlier on the show.
I agree too. LeBron ain't retiring.
Kyrie Irving has already proven that he can win a championship with LeBron James. They proved that shit a long fucking time ago.
Stop.
Long fucking time ago.
Kyrie can't win it without LeBron is what it is. He needs LeBron to win it. LeBron needs Kyrie to win it, honestly, in this fact with the AD era. But I don't see that happening.
LeBron James can't win a fucking championship unless he has a fucking pandemic and fucking Anthony Davis.
I think you're hating on the wrong guy right now. Honestly.
I'm not hating on anybody.
I think you're hating the wrong guy.
No, I'm not. I think that Kyrie Irving and LeBron James have proven that they can win together. And if you're a guy like LeBron James and you're ready to retire, why would you not bring your boy Kyrie Irving
bring
in there.
Your boy, the guy that left you after the championship year?
Dude, that was so long ago.
Drama enacted for such a long time, dude. Talk about James Harden and the Rockets situation right now. It's going to come into play.
Well, LeBron's not going to the Warriors. That's not going to fucking happen.
No, LeBron not to the Warriors. I think LeBron stays with the Lakers. I think Kyrie goes somewhere else. I don't know where. I couldn't tell you where. But he ain't coming to the Lakers as long as LeBron's there.
No, he is going to the Lakers.
He's not going to the Lakers.
He's going to the Lakers.
All right, guys, we got one more quick question, then we'll get off of here. Tufel asked, if you were forced to adopt an NFC NFL team to root for this upcoming season, who would it be? So, Tanner, what do you think?
49ers, dude. More of a complete defense. You got the potential of Brock Purdy coming back halfway through the season. You got Trey Lance, who has, you know, potential to expose. But now you got Christian McCaffrey. You got winners on that team. So I'm going 49ers in this question.
I think for me, you know, it's easy to pick a good team like the Eagles or 49ers, but I'm going to go with the Saints just because I would like to actually see Derek Carr have success away from the Raiders organization, because I always find it funny whenever players leave that organization and are better because of it. So I'll go with that. I also like the receivers quite a bit. Big fan of Chris Olave. And you know, I just think overall that's kind of a fun team to watch from time to time, despite the fact they went 7-10 last year. So yeah, I'll take the Saints as my NFC team to hope make they play it. You know, obviously they're not going to go very far, but you know, to make the playoffs, give me to flip that record around 10-7. I think it'd be fun to see if the Saints do better this year.
Yeah, NFC, I'm kind of in the same boat with Tanner there. I got to go with the 49ers because I'm a big believer in Brock Purdy, and I feel like he's a guy that they have really kind of committed to him. I know that everybody thinks that Trey Lance is that high draft picked that they spent so much draft capital on, but they've also come out and said that Brock Purdy is their guy. And so it's very interesting to me how that's going to play out. And they brought in Christian McCaffrey, and I think that's the most interesting team to me. And I really want the 49ers to do well because I'm a Chiefs fan. You know, we beat the living shit out of them because I want to see them do well, not with Jimmy Garoppolo, but with another motherfucker.
I would go Vikings as my second favorite right now, just because I got like people I talked to in Minnesota and stuff like
Kirk
that.
Kirk Cousins is boring,
but,
man.
But like Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, but the fact that we're losing Dalvin Cook coming June 1st, it takes me completely away from the Vikings. So I'm going 49ers. That's why I'm going 49ers.
I guess my other reason for my Saints is because for a long time I liked the Saints because of Drew Brees.
Yes.
I had a Reggie Bush jersey actually at one point in my life. I also liked Marcus Colston back then. I've enjoyed watching the Saints over the years, and I've thought that they've been fun. Other than I was not rooting for the Saints back in that Brett Favre championship game. I actually wanted the Vikings to win because I was just more of a fan of them. But also now knowing what we know about that situation, that was kind of some dirty shit going on. Obviously.
It's wild, man. When you think about the NFC quarterback situation, it's just kind of like, wow. You know, we got Jalen Hurts and we have a bunch of motherfuckers. I mean, like, seriously, are we looking at the point where Brock Purdy could potentially be the best quarterback in the NFC moving forward? Because I understand Jalen Hurts had a great fucking year, and we all believe in him as being the best quarterback in the NFC. But the rest of the NFC quarterbacks are dog shit. And so, I mean, Brock Purdy is right there, is he not?
If you're Brock Purdy, you have a great opportunity to propel your career going forward after being literally the last pick in the draft last year. And then, you know, to be able to be as successful as you were in your first year of playing.
He's Mr. Irrelevant. He sucks.
He was.
Right? The whole world looks at that guy and says, you suck, dude, because you're Mr. Irrelevant.
Wow.
And I'm just like, man, I would love to see the Niners do well.
This is a whole different conversation in the 49ers quarterback room, but I'll have to tackle that another day.
What about that quarterback room, Tanner?
There's a lot, dude. There's a lot to untap.
Wow. Trey Lance?
Sam Darnold.
Tanner, you think either of those fucks are worth what Brock Purdy can do?
No, I think Brock Purdy.
Exactly. Let's put that shit to bed.
But
let's talk about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray could go to the AFC pretty soon, man. They do not believe in him.
Kyler Murray?
They do not believe
in him.
They
believe
him.
No,
they don't believe in him.
We're saving that for a different day, you guys. So any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Just want to shout out, guys. Make sure you guys tune out to In the Hoop this weekend of the Sports Buffoons here. JG, myself, Scott Coe will be going live. And then also a week from Monday. So enjoy your holiday weekend. But a week from Monday, we'll be premiering the Let's Talk Sports show on exclusively Let's Talk Sports. So Nick Botkins will host all of those. And then along with myself with Scott Cobb, Johnny Cruz, and Mr. First Down. So
I'll be down in Tulsa, Oklahoma with the girlfriends. So that's my plans for the whole weekend.
So you're in Tulsa.
Starting Friday, I'll be out there.
Big boys in Tulsa, right?
Oklahoma, man. We spend too much time in that fucking state, man.
We'll be there.
I've thought about maybe moving down there sometime. I don't know why, but you know, there's a lot of other better places to move to. But I feel like, you know, something draws to me.
It's a cool state, dude.
Too much money. They have too much money down there.
I think the Indian reservations is what gets me excited. So that's probably my main thing with that.
I'm with you there. So, but I just want to celebrate that and celebrate Sideline Sports as well. Make sure you guys go follow them as well. So super excited for all the things coming here.
That's right, guys. So I guess in 8 days, we'll have a new sponsor to talk about. So looking forward to that. And we'll be doing a little more betting. That's why Jason's got all that money on the table right now. All that cash is laying around.
Not enough, man.
Not enough. Someone's been paying you something, man. All right, guys. Anyways, well, that said, I know it's getting a little late, so too especially for money. Wednesday, but I'll see y'all on the next one.
Thank you for watching.
Outro.